Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why isn't General Kulan ordering the advance? Where's the cavalry? They were meant to attack from the side.
Yes, Your Majesty, I'm sure there's a reason.
There are moments in life when everything you believe is certain evaporates like mist in the morning sun. In the harsh light of the desert, the Sultan sees his army shrinking in size, while Queen Maya's is growing, and that his future is... well, that he doesn't have one.
Ah! What news?
I'm sorry, Your Majesty. He was betrayed.
Who?
General Kulan. He has been captured. His army is with Maya now. All is lost.
So what do we do? What is the strategy?
Your Majesty, the time has come.
What do you mean? Time for what?
We can't allow the enemy to capture you. They will
abuse you, Majesty, even in death.
Even in death?
You will be used as a symbol of Maya's triumph. They will hang you from the gates.
So what now?
We need to cut off your head and bury it.
There is no choice, Your Majesty.
No. No, of course. No choice.
We must do it for Tuman Bey.
Yes.
Yes, I suppose. Now?
I'm afraid so, Your Majesty. Bring the Hafiz.
Yes, yes. I need my spiritual advisor.
I'll go.
Rest assured, Majesty. It will be a clean cut. We will bury your head well. And when this is over, we will come and retrieve it. And you will have pride of place in the mausoleum of the martyrs.
Yes. He isn't there.
Who?
The Hafiz.
Where is he?
He's run away. He was seen with his people riding back to Tuman Bey.
I am sorry, Your Majesty. We need to act quickly.
You need to get down.
Try to relax, Your Majesty. Bow your head. Are you ready?
Just do it.
A little lower.
What?
Your head, just bow.
Get on with it! What's that?
Just a flock of birds. A flock of starlings.
In the heat of the day?
Your Majesty, we need to move on.
But the child! The prophecy! He told me, when the birds gather, it will be the hour that you will lead your armies. Enough! We can still win. Now I understand.
Understand what, Your Majesty?
I will marry her. I have no chief wife. I will offer her marriage, which will legitimize her. We can rule Tuman Bay together.
Tuman Bay. Episode 10, Sword of Faith, by John Dryden.
So why isn't it here?
There's been some problem with the...
If there's a problem, you come to me. I am the Grand Vizier, the voice of the Sultan in his absence.
It's been 5 days since the army marched out of Tuman Bay.
What other business?
The port, Your Excellency.
Yes,
and already Kadali has wasted no time in making the palace his.
Except naval vessels. We don't want any infiltration.
Of course, Your Excellency.
Somehow the scrolls don't seem so important anymore. All I can think of is the slave girl, Sarah. She's got into my head. I need to get back underground and find her.
Gregor, what do you think?
What?
We continue the lockdown of the palace until news of the Sultan's victory arrives.
Yes. Yes. Good idea.
Everywhere I go, I'm being watched. With Tuman Bay on a war footing, absence from the palace is not so easy.
You.
Excellency.
Anything to report?
No, Excellency.
Good. Are you watching the gates of the Eastern Wing as well?
No, we've got 5 other guards there, Excellency.
So who's watching them?
Your Excellency.
I suggest you go over there right now and make sure they haven't fallen asleep.
My responsibility is here, keeping a watch.
No, that's my responsibility. Come back in
a short while. Go on. The Temple of Solace. Gateway to the passages and sewers that are the city underneath the city.
Old man, wake up, wake up.
What is it?
Remember me?
Yes, I do. From the palace.
Indeed. I need to go back down the winding stairs to the...
It's not possible.
Don't worry. I have my offering.
Thank you. But that is still not possible. It is closed. You will not find the key.
And why would that be?
Tuman Bay is at war. The people down below, they wish to protect themselves.
It's going to be a great victory. As above, so below.
They will destroy this place when they come. These old temples, these old beliefs. Come again tomorrow morning. Who knows? Everything might be different then.
Why, you obstinate old
No,
man.
Brother, peace! Brother, peace!
Do you not know that I...
Gregor! Akiba!
We met at the slave trader's house. The shipwreck?
Of course, the champion swimmer.
Yes, yes. You were telling me about your time in the Kingdom of Bono.
Ah. Was I?
You were the governor there, I believe.
Yes. Forgive me, I have important business to attend.
And now you are master of the palace guard, I understand.
Good to see you. Please excuse me.
I have a confession to make. I said I had never been there to the Kingdom of Bornu, but I have.
I see.
Don't you recognize me?
There are many people in Bornu. I didn't meet everyone there.
Of course you wouldn't, would you? You're the governor, an important man. You're not going to meet everyone.
I'm sorry, I have to go.
But kings, even kings of these places are but insignificant, dirty wretches to be kicked and abused like stray dogs. Did you meet any king?
I would love to stay and talk, but I have work to do.
Maybe next time.
Of course, of course. Can I just...
I'd rather you didn't.
No. I'd like to touch the feet of the great governor of Bornu, the man who brought civilization to our lands, who cared for my people, who converted us savages to the true path.
Get off me! Take your hands off me!
You cut me. I am bleeding.
Who are you?
I'm the one who's going to kill you.
Where are you? Where are you? I'm not finished with you!
Wake up. Wake up.
Why should I?
You are the Sultan.
Exactly. I am the Sultan. I can do what I like, and what I like is to sleep.
No. You need to show everyone you are in charge, or you won't be the Sultan for very long.
I'm only the temporary Sultan. Let Kadali deal with things.
No. You need to deal with Kadali. He needs to be dealt with before he deals with you.
He'd like to deal with me.
I'm sure of it. While the Sultan, while the armies are away fighting.
Don't answer. Come back to bed. It's only the slave. I order you. I am the Sultan.
Yes?
I'm looking for our young Sultan. Is he here?
Tell him he can have the day off.
Your Majesty.
Let us still invite him to join us. He can be our toy. I've always wanted to... Kadali. Good morning. What are you...
I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
Well, you are, actually.
Well, I'm so sorry.
What do you want, Kadali?
I thought you'd want to be the first to welcome him back.
Welcome who back?
Your uncle, the Sultan.
What are you talking about?
The army has returned.
Already? Maya defeated?
Yes. Sorry your reign has been cut so short. I'll go to the Imperial Gate. You follow when you have finished.
Come on, get dressed. We can't let Kadali welcome back the Sultan on his own.
Can you see?
It's definitely him, riding at the head.
He's leading his troops, just as the vision foretold.
There should have been scouts sent ahead. There's something wrong. He's not moving. In his horse, he's not moving.
Look, the banner is upside down.
Shut the gates. Shut the gate! You! Why isn't anyone listening? I order you to shut the gates. Can you not hear me? I am the Sultan, and I order you to shut the...
They're not going to do it.
What? What's going on?
Don't you understand? They're already inside. They've been here all along. They aren't going to shut the gates. They've been waiting for her. We have to get back to the palace.
Why?
Because we have to make her welcome.
But... Daniel?
Kadali is right. We don't have enough men here, and we can't trust the ones we have. If there is a siege, they will massacre everybody. But if we let them in, well...
Inside the palace grounds! Where is everyone? Madhu, you go out. You're the regent, the Sultan's chosen one. You have to show her that we never wanted this war. You, gifts. We need gifts to present to our new queen. And you go to the kitchens. She must be hungry after... Why are you all just standing there? What are you looking at? What is it?
People of Tuman Bay!
They have placed a throne in the courtyard. They are putting Al Ghuri on it.
Oh.
Here is your Sultan, the most revered ruler of the most powerful empire in the world.
What have they done to him?
Cast your eyes on him now. You have much to fear!
What do we do?
You need to go out there.
No. No.
Right. You decline my advice. I must order the palace guard to throw open the doors.
You do no such thing.
We need to surrender ourselves up to Maya. Yes.
During my brief absence from the palace, everything has changed.
You, stop. What's going on?
Maya, she's in the palace. She has come. Run. Run!
When panic sets in, fear numbs the mind. There's nowhere to run.
Help us.
The wives and children of the palace, their short lives about to expire.
Please, we have nowhere to go.
Then you need to wait.
No, our children. She will take her revenge on our children.
Wait.
Turn back.
I need to keep my head. I need to find out what has happened. I need to find Kadali.
Gregor, where the hell have you been? You're supposed to be in charge of the palace guard. Where are they? Why aren't they protecting us?
Is that the Sultan? He's just sitting there, staring up at us.
What have they done to him?
They've skinned him and stuffed him with straw. It stops the body from stinking in the heat. They call it the punishment of the caterpillars.
Your horse saved you! Where are they now?
What are you doing, Kadali?
Well, what do you think I'm doing? I'm preparing for... I'm preparing.
There's a trail of piss behind you.
No one will do as I say. I'm the Grand Vizier, and no one will... This palace is riddled with spies. That's your failure, Gregor.
At least I'm not pissing myself like a little girl.
You're scared, aren't you?
And you are not.
It's General Kulan.
And here is your great protector. A prisoner in a cage. He cannot help you now.
So, Gregor, it seems that your brother has failed the Empire as much as you have.
Where are your armies now, General?
What are they doing to him?
They're pouring oil on him.
Gregor, where are you going?
We still have something.
What? You think they will negotiate with you? Nothing will save your brother now. Wait! You can't...
By the fire of Maya's vengeance!
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who hasn't heard names like Achilles or Odysseus, Cassandra, Medusa, But how much do you know about them from the ancient world? Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the podcast bringing the ancient sources to life. Greek myth and history is timeless, and unless you've been living under a rock, you have seen just how true that is today. But there is so much more to these characters and stories than what pop culture can do justice. I'm Liv Albert, the host of Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, and every week I bring you stories from the ancient world, both mythological and historical, to breathe new life into these thousands of years old stories. I'm also regularly joined by some of the most brilliant names in the field of archaeology and ancient history, authors of your favorite retellings from today, and everyone in between. Join me as I dive into the wild world of the ancient Greeks and their stories. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If only I'd spent more time cultivating my friendship with Maya's envoy. But I don't believe in if onlys.
So where is he?
Who, Your Excellency?
The prisoner you are supposed to guard. What have you done with it?
I moved him to that cell over there. It's a thicker door. He kept talking to me. Now I can't hear him.
What's your name, boy?
Dera, Your Excellency.
Right, Dera. Good job. I'll remember you. Remember me.
Yes, sir.
Now, open it. Yes.
Ah. Is she here already?
Yes. She's here. Get up.
I'll do whatever you like.
Come with me.
Maya! Queen of the Asali! Are you there? I have here your trusted envoy. He's going to die now, in front of you, if you set fire to General Kulan.
Why would Maya care if I live or die? She has many envoys, and I'm not afraid of death. Kill me. Go on, kill me! I can think of no greater honor than to die.
Shut up! Shut up! Go!
I think this is the end.
We have come a long way, brother. I suppose we got most of what we wanted as boys.
Wait. Effendi Red, what we talked about, the scrolls.
Yes.
If I had them.
If you had them, everything would be different.
I can get them.
Lower your sword.
No. I'm not lowering it until you give me your word that they will not light the fire.
I am your prisoner. The fate of the general, that's not in my hands.
Then neither will the scrolls be. Ever. Not in yours or hers. They will be cast into a chasm where they'll be lost forever.
Come.
Now you can die. Alone in a dungeon where no one will ever know.
Wait.
I'll see. I'll see what I can. Unchain me. Unchain me. Huh?
Where is she, your queen? Can you see her?
Oh, yes, she's here.
Where? I can't...
Unlock the chains. On my feet.
If I do, you'll run.
And you'll have a chance to save your brother. Good. Good. Did I scare you? Don't look so startled. I'm a mere man just like you. Not nearly as strong.
I have shown you mercy. Now, what do you have for me?
You have until sunset to bring me the scrolls. Or it won't just be the general. The whole city will be consumed in flames.
We will meet again, brother. In this world. I promise.
Greyo. You always knew what to do.
No. I only ever looked after myself. You watched over me, you stopped me from falling. But I never thought of you, not once. I never...
You are running out of time.
Goodbye, brother.
I won't let you down. This time, brother.
Like the courtiers and palace officials, I run back through the palace, back through the traitor's gate.
You! I command you to open it.
No one commands me to do anything now. We're all dead.
Onto the streets.
Not this way, friend. There is trouble. Go back. Go back.
I knew it all along. The slave girl is the key to everything. She has the scrolls. She can save Kulan. She can save me.
I'm back.
Come, come through.
What happened?
There are queues along Madhuk Highway right through the city. People are desperate to get out.
Sit.
People, carts, all their belongings. Fighting, pushing.
What happened to your arm? You're bleeding.
A small cut. I'm fine.
How?
A scuffle. In the street. Nothing serious.
It's best we do as we have been told. We lock the door, we stay inside, and we wait.
You found him, didn't you? The one who was here, you killed him.
What are you talking about? Killed who?
It's better if you don't know, Father.
You mean Gregor?
He is alive. I give you my word.
What do you want with him?
He took something from me.
What? Well, when he came here to the house?
No. A long time ago.
Your wife? Your family?
It's better if you don't know, Father.
Yes. And my country, too.
Daniel, what's happening?
Everything. The city has fallen. Where are the servants?
They all ran away. Who would want to be associated with the commander of the army at this time? Is there any news of my father? What is it?
Is your mother here?
Of course. Come. Where's my husband?
Please sit, all of you.
Do you have news of my father?
From what we know, he was betrayed by one of his trusted commanders and taken captive.
By Maya?
Yes, by Maya.
Oh! So my father is dead. I swear I will avenge him. I will never stop until I've killed her.
No.
No. He is not dead yet. And there is hope. There is always hope. He has many friends who are loyal and who are working to save him.
You know that is stupid. They will kill him. They will cut his head off. Everyone knows what they do.
God save us. God save us.
Shh, Mama.
That's what I've come to tell you. I will return when I have more news. Trust me, Manel. You are in my thoughts. You know I care about you very much.
I feel like a traitor.
What do you mean?
Because even now with my father in their hands, I can't stop thinking about you, of us. Hold me.
I must go.
Why?
To fulfill my duties.
To be with the Sultan's nephew?
Yes. Your father wanted me to stay close to him. These are uncertain times.
Of course. Of course.
Close the door behind me. Don't let anyone else in. Keep it locked.
Open up! Open up! We know you are inside. If you do not open up, we will smash in the door and take what we desire.
What do you want from us? We have no one from the palace here. We are a respectable house.
I know what you are. You have nothing to fear. I am Commander Wolf.
Commander Wolf? But the army was defeated.
There was no defeat, because there was no battle. We are the servants of Queen Maya, and Tuman Bay is free at last!
Then what do you want here? Why are you threatening to destroy my door?
I am looking for Shamsi. Is she here?
She may be.
Good. And my men here need the comfort of your other fine ladies. We have gold, if gold is what you desire.
Wait.
My treat.
Were you always on Maya's side?
Yes, we were. Even before we heard of her. Palaces and riches mean nothing to us. We carry everything we possess on our horses. Gold weighs us down. We have been waiting to hear from her for centuries.
How can that be?
We are a people who live between the earth and the sky. When one of us departs this world, we are offered to the sky. We don't cling to the world like the people of Tuman Bay.
But don't you feel something for the general? He trusted you.
Yes.
And you betrayed him.
Sometimes betrayal is necessary.
You made him trust you.
Yes. I feel something for General Kulan. I feel in another life, he would have believed too. He was an honest man, and he will die for it.
What about me? Have you come to kill me? I'm a whore. I represent the corruption of Tuman Bay. I'm everything Maya and her followers despise.
No! You are light. So light, you can ride on my horse without me even noticing. Will you come with me?
But how can I trust you?
I have remained true to my beliefs, to my brothers, to my God, and will do until my death.
Yes, I will. Yes. Yes. Yes.
They've been destroying the Sultan's great garden, his artworks.
I just passed the sculpture gallery, all smashed.
Come, we've got to get out of here.
My mother's villa in the hills. There's still time. I've been informed that the gates are open along the traitor's wall.
No. Listen, Madhu. You've got to keep your head. Run now and you will lose it for sure. There is nothing against you.
I'm the Sultan. It's just a matter of time before
No. You're not. Maya is not stupid. Al-Ghuri was a tyrant. He murdered your father and stole your mother. Maya has avenged you.
But I was complicit.
What?
I hated my father. I knew of the plan to kill him. I had a chance to tell him, but I didn't.
Do you remember in the army when you stood up and spoke to General Kulan and you were fearless? You have to do that again.
I can't do it. I can't. Hold me.
You can do it.
Kiss me. This may be the last time. Is this the end?
Just live each moment, Madhu. It's all we truly ever have.
Yes. How many of you? Three of you?
Three.
Okay. Go on. Next.
Yes. Next.
Just you. Just you. Please wait. Yes.
And it's two of us now.
Something's wrong. Why are they taking so long?
There are lots of people, Your Holiness. It is normal in times of war.
They are looking for us.
No one suspects anything. Just keep your head covered, Your Holiness. There's no reason for them to suspect anything. They will just wave us through.
All is lost. All is lost.
What have you been drinking? They must have spirited. Chew this.
What is it?
Garlic.
Raw?
And perfume. The Sultan's own creation.
Hey!
Once we get past this, we should make good speed and be in Mazur by sunset. I have some friends there. They will take care of us. What are you doing? No! No!
All is lost. All is lost.
Oh, drawing attention to us.
I can't do it. I can't do it again. I am too old.
That is our fate. We travel from one land to the next. That is the journey we were destined to follow. No.
I am the Hafiz.
No.
I am the Hafiz. I am God's messenger on earth. Take me.
What?
Do what you will to me.
You, old man.
No, what's the problem? He's crazy.
I am
Look
the
at him. Crazy old drunkard. The sun. Pay no attention, officer.
Do what you will with me.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who hasn't heard names like Achilles or Odysseus, Cassandra, Medusa? But how much do you know about them from the ancient world? Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, is the podcast bringing the ancient sources to life. Greek myth and history is timeless, and unless you've been living under a rock, you have seen just how true that is today. But there is so much more to these characters and stories than what pop culture can do justice. I'm Liv Albert, the host of Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, and every week I bring you stories from the ancient world, both mythological and historical, to breathe new life into these thousands of years old stories. I'm also regularly joined by some of the most brilliant names in the field of archaeology and ancient history, authors of your favorite retellings from today, and everyone in between. Join me as I dive into the wild world of the ancient Greeks and their stories. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello? Hello?
We are here, Excellency. We are always here. But what brings you back to the underworld?
The slave girl, Sarah. I need to find her.
Gone.
What? Gone?
Hello, Gregor. You have come back to us. But it's too late.
What happened to her?
She's gone to where she came from.
What?
But she is alive in your heart.
You mean she is... No. No. No.
And now you must live what is left of your life. Full of regret.
No, please, no.
Or you may find her and her child in the city above.
What? She's there.
She's not here.
Where exactly?
Where she is safe.
Where she is safe?
Your Eminence, Effendi Red, I have them here. The record of all palace officials. All the names, who's in charge of the palace guard, security, the court's civic administration. A list of all senior public officials.
You appear to be a useful fellow, Kodali.
Yes, Your Eminence. I've been waiting all my life for this opportunity to serve my queen. And...
What are you doing?
My jewelry I offer up to Maya. I understand so well that riches mean nothing. I have no worldly goods of my own. I am a believer. I was a victim of my circumstances. Ah, see, this is Madu, acting sultan, the corrupt scion of the old school. A degenerate.
Maya wishes that he stay on the throne.
What?
That he remain Sultan of Tumenbe.
And he can learn, under my supervision, the true path.
You! Come forward. This soldier is one of my finest. He is young, but he shows a lot of promise. If encouraged in the right way, he would make a great leader one day. His father is a courtier in Maya's court. His mother has worked hard all her life in the service of Maya. Lovely family.
Oh, yes?
Kill yourself. If Maya has chosen you to serve her, then you will serve her, whatever her wishes. You understand what I've shown you here?
Yes, yes, yes.
When you serve, you serve. Life and death, they are one. Do you, Madhu, Sultan of Tumenbe, do you understand?
I understand.
Ah, Your Holiness. How are you?
His Holiness is a little unwell, Your Eminence.
Please, sit here. How was your journey? That's right, sit here. She wants to see you clearly. You had to rush off from the heat of battle, I understand. Important business.
It was, Your Eminence. You must remember the Hafiz's responsibilities stretch far and wide. He has no political allegiances. He is not of this world.
Yes, enough. Maya wishes to know something.
Yes, anything.
I'm going to ask you a question. It's a simple question to which I need a simple yes or a no.
Yes, Your Eminence. What is the question?
Is she the sword of the faith under your spiritual guidance? What did you say, Your Holiness?
He says yes. Yes. Yes!
Where is she?
Who?
The slave girl. She's here, isn't she?
Well, she was here, but...
Get out of my way.
But, Excellency!
You, boy. Where is the mother of that child?
I don't know. Look, she came here to leave the child. But she's not here any longer. She said she needed to go to the palace. I tried to stop her.
You're lying. I want the truth.
Know this truth. This is your last moment on earth.
No, Akiba, not here. You promised.
I tried to warn you, Excellency. I'm sorry. Truly sorry.
It'll be yours too. The blade you feel against your thigh is poison. One cut, and you're a dead man.
What do I care? It makes no difference to me as long as you are dead.
No, Akiba, no!
I have no future. No desire to live beyond this moment. I have nothing except my desire for revenge.
You do have something, Akiba. I am carrying your child.
What?
It is true. It's right here, growing inside me each day. Would you have this child born fatherless because of this... You have a future. We have a future.
I have a suggestion. We can be friends. I will count to three, and you will drop the knives at the same time. Agreed? Huh? One. Two. Three. Please. Drop it, Excellency.
Why should I now? One nick and... What future then?
Please don't. Please don't kill him. Please don't. You can't. You can't. We have a future. We have a future.
Thank you, Your Excellency.
Why did I let him live? What's happening to me? Of all the many I have killed, why him? Why her?
What do you want, girl? What do you want?
I've come to see the envoy.
Many people want to see the envoy.
I have something he wants. He will want to see me.
Wait here.
Sarah? Sarah? What are you doing? This is too dangerous. These people, you don't know
I
what...
I have the scrolls.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. Quickly. We don't have time. I need to give them to Maya's envoy. But first I have to get you out of here. It's not safe. Come with me. I'll look after you, I swear. I was wrong. Wrong about everything. I care. I care about you. I know that now.
You're here.
I have the scrolls, Effendi Red.
Good. Put them there on the table.
So this is it. This is what has caused so much anguish. This is what you asked for. Now release my brother.
It's been a long time, my wife.
Yes.
And our child.
Our child is safe, husband.
What's going on? Sarah?
The city is ours.
The city is ours.
As it is written, so it shall be.
There are moments in life I call endings, where everything you have come to expect changes. You never see them coming until it's too late. And then there's nothing you can do about it. Observe a man who has discovered love for his brother, for a woman he will never have, for a hope denied. Observe a man. Observe a fool.
Episode 10 of Tumen Bay, Sword of Faith, featuring Rufus Wright, Aisha Hart, Matthew Marsh, and Olivia Popica, was written and directed by me, John Scott Dryden, with music by Sasha Putnam, and editing and sound design by Steve Bond. Tumen Bay is created by me and Mike Walker, and produced by Emma Hearn and Nadia Khan. For more details, including a cast list, visit tumenbay.com.
Calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.